And I rode with him about 2 weeks in the summertime. And at one time on a stretch, he learned me to drive the T Model Ford. And around where I was riding, he handled the mail, and I drove the old car. And first one and the other was burnt stumps. We'd take 10 gallons of kerosene oil. Every morning we left the post office, we'd get that before we got out of town. 2 5-gallon cans, put it in the old car. And as long as that lasted, we'd set stumps apart. Mm-hmm. And the next day we'd come in, picked up right where we run out of kerosene that day, went on, we'd burn them all out. We'd rake the ashes off them so the wind would blow the coal so they'd burn them off down into the road or plumb out, or where he could get over them anyhow. You see. Mm-hmm. Lots of times, most of the time, they burned plumb out, that old dead post old stumps anyhow. That was on Carwell Route 2. Went out towards Providence and filed me out in there. Mm-hmm. That's been a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I was just a kid then.
Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to ask you about, you know, when you think about Texas, you think about these big cattle ranches and places like that. Do you have any of those ranches like that around this area, or where do you have to go in Texas to find those?
Well, they don't consider these big ranches we've got here in this country because they ain't thousands upon thousands of acres in like you get in West Texas and places like that. I'm back in South Texas. All right. But we got plenty of cattle ranches here. 200-300 acres, 400-500. Mm-hmm. We got some good cattle ranches in the Brazos Bottom down there. Mm-hmm. On that rich Brazos Bottom land. There's some good cattle ranches in there. Mm-hmm. They raise good cattle and everything about kind. Down there.
What kind of cattle do you raise?
They raise various kinds here. They raise the Hereford, the Santa Cruz, the Black Angus, and then they raise the old Charley, Bremer. And lots of them have got what's called crossed cattle. In other words, to tell you the truth about it, crossed up cattle really do better than any of them for general ranching purposes. Now, if you raise a fancy thing to sell, you want some kind of registered breed. Mm-hmm. But if you're raising them for the meat, get a good cooked yearling. Well, there's a number of them you cross up there. They do better than either breed does by itself, full blood. Mm-hmm. In my estimation now, and I know a lot of other people look at it the same way. Mm-hmm. They raise all kinds of cattle in this country here. But the majority of the ranches got what I call crossed up cross breed. Yeah. Part Black Angus, part Hereford. In part, Bremer, mm-hmm. Charley. The Charley is taking the country now more than anything else right now at the present time. They go and come. I've seen all kinds of them take the country here. Mm-hmm.
Are those Bremers as mean as I've heard they are?
I don't think you heard the story about on them. Now, some of them, I've seen some of them, the gentlemen people even milked them, made pretty good milk cows. Hmm. But the majority of them, you're doing well if you get inside of them on the range.
It's pretty bad.
Well, you can get inside of them and all that, but what I mean, you hard not to do anything with them. Mm-hmm. They can't handle them like you can the old Hereford, something of that kind.
People have told me that if one of those Bremer bulls smells a cow, you know, and heat, they just walk right through a barbed wire fence.
Oh, Lord, yeah, they walk right through a barbed wire fence and they come to a plank wall. If it ain't too high, they'll get over it somewhere without jumping up and break it down. Hmm. That's right. And you better stay out of the way if you're going to be riding on the end one of them horns.
Pretty powerful animal.
Oh, yeah, them old big brown bulls. 1,200, 1,500 pounds along that way.